what went into the decision for you guys to move on from Stephen Hill?
Well, a lot of things. You know, competition was one of it. I think we gave Stephen plenty of opportunity. He had more snaps than any receiver through camp. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot goes into it. One of them is the fact special teams presence, and you know, Stephen really never gave us, never provided a whole lot of special team presence, if at all. And so some of the guys probably kept over Stephen for that very, very fact. But again, it was. We knew it was tight competition, but at the end of the day, we feel good about our receivers. We knew it was going to be tough competition, and you know, as far as Stephen's concerned, I wish him the best.
John, were you surprised that Stephen wasn't claimed on waivers?
Well, there's so much that goes on the transaction notices this weekend. You know, I don't know that you're surprised at anything. It's not over either. There's a lot of ebb and flow to rosters, especially the first week or so of the season. I guess a guy of Stephen's caliber, he's been in the league a little bit. He's, you know, you would think he'd garner some attention.
John, you weren't here when the Jets drafted Stephen, but Rex, you were. I'm just curious, do you think 2 years might have been too soon to give up on him?
No, it's, you know what, we certainly didn't give up on anybody. You know, we talk about the competition, and that's what we had here, and we knew it was going to be, you know, in particular, that was going to be, you know, a lot of guys competing for just a few spots, and, you know, but again, we certainly didn't give up on Stephen or anybody else. We provide the opportunity to make a team, and some guys, you know, reached out and took it, and other guys, it never worked out for you yet.